Dover be'itoy matoyf. It's just the ha'ara that I saw on Shabbos in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, me'eis harav, Reuven Margolis, Zichron Levracha. So we've quoted from Reuven Margolis' Haggadah in the past. It's actually a very, very interesting Haggadah. It's kedai to try. Emphasis on try to find it. But the Haggadah is really made up of two parts. So one pirish that Rabbi Reuven Margolis wrote in his Haggadah is Kedarke Bakoydesh. Classic Rabbi Reuven Margolis. The other pirish that he wrote, which is side by side, is a pirish al Pichasidis. So it's literally, on the one side it's Mechkari, with the classic signature of all the Rabbi Reuven Margolis Torah that we have the schus to speak about, and the other is Mamish al Pichasidis. So I'm reading from the al Pichasidis side. He brings a Dover Nifla from the Heilige Divrei Chaim, the Sanzeruv, who said as follows. We know that Chazal say it's a Mechilta, Rasa Shivcha Layam, Mashmoiro Yecheskel Ben Buzi Meyoyo. That the Shivcha, literally, the Pachish at the Pchusim, saw Shechina at the Yansuf, Mashmoiro Yecheskel Ben Buzi Meyoyo. Yecheskel, who was the one that had the Nevuah of the Merkava, he never saw in his lifetime, with all his madrigas, what the Shifcha saw at the Yamsuf. And the Heilige Divrei Chaim said that if you think about it for a second, it's a pel. Because we know that in order for a person to come to Nevuah, he had to refine himself and he had to reach certain madrigas. A person couldn't just get Nevuah, but just to get a feel for it. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisoy De'Atayr in Perek Zayin Alach Aleph, he talks about the prerequisites and the criteria that a person needs in order to become a Navi. Mi Yisoy De'Hadas Leda. Shalkeil Menabi Es B'nei Adam. He says one of the foundations of Yiddishkeit is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes will transmit messages through Nevi'im. Ve'ena Nevuah Chal. But in order to get Nevuah, says the Rambam, you have to know that Nevuah does not preside. El al Chacham Godol B'chachma. Gibar b'midoysav, v'lo yehe Yitzrei miskaber olav b'dover ba'olam, elohu miskaber b'daitei al Yitzrei tamid, baldeo rechava nechayna ad ma'oid. Adam shumim mulu b'chala midasai ala elu. Says Ram, someone that is filled with these midoys, shalim begufoy, k'she yikonis l'pardes, v'yimashech ba'oysam, ha'inyones hagdoylam ha'rechaykin, v'tiyo loy das nechayna lahavin u lahasik, v'u miskadish v'hoylech u pyrish midarki klal o'am ha'ochim b'machshaki azman, v'hoylech u mizar etc. He could maybe on his best day of his life come to Nevuah. In order for a person to come to Nevuah, he had to refine himself. He had to be mevatalus chomrius. He had to be kol kulay ruchni. When the shivchas at the yams, he's given a shivcha. The yidden had just left Mitzrayim. The yidden were if they avoid the zara. In order to appreciate what the matzav of the yidden were when they were in Mitzrayim, it's mamish kedai because it just brings out the punchline of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Study a little Egyptology or Egyptian mythology just to get a feel for what was going on. It's lo yo'um in kiyas super. It's a level that we can't even fathom. In Avodah Zarah, in Gilui Arayos, it's something we're not shayach to bechlal. We've progressed so much, even as a degenerate culture, we cannot fathom what went on in Mitzrayim. And this is what it means when Chazal say, Halalu if they have Avodah Zarah. The Yidden were in this matzav, and this is mamish at the Yamsuf. They just left Mitzrayim. They're not at Maimon Har Sinai. By Maimon Har Sinai, we know they came to certain madrigas, but they weren't there yet. Bechlal not there yet. And Afal Pi Kein Ros Hashivcha Bayom Mashaloi Ro Yecheska Ben Buzim Eyolim. So the Divrei Chaim said that, how is it possible? It doesn't make sense. It's not Oizkahalten with the way Nevuah was supposed to happen. So the Divrei Chaim said a Dover Nifla. It's teeth, it's hoyach, it's above our pay grade. But the punchline is very straightforward. The Divrei Chaim said that it's true, that Nevuah goes with a certain mahalach. And the Ram talks about in the Moira, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is Einoid Movadi, but at the same time, the greatest manifestation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dach Berum HaMailo. And Hashem, when he wanted to give Nevuah, so through intermediaries, there was Shechina that went down and it filtered through and it got diluted until finally it presided on the Navi, and the Navi was Zoicha to a certain Mara and a certain Nevuah, and that's what Nevuah is. So the Divrei Chaim said that when Nevuah goes in that Seder, when the way Nevuah is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filtering down the Nevuah through all the Emtsayim, B'chahai Gavna, there's a Shulchan Aruch. There's a Teva Ruchni of outwork. And take a look at the Rambam, Hilchas Yisoy De'Atayr, Perek Zayin, Alach Aleph, just to get like an idea, just a primer, an introduction of how exactly this played itself out. But Yitzias Mitzrayim said that the Divrei Chaim went with a whole different mahalach. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we know, was Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim, Anivaloi Malach, Anivaloi Shliach. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvoidoi Va'atzmoi. The way Yitzias Mitzrayim took place was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go through Emtzayim. There were no filters, there were no shluchim. Even the name of Moshe Rabbein was not mentioned in the Agada. It was Anivaloi Shliach, Anivaloi Malach. Kaviyochel Kutsh Baruch Hu came no Maila Lemata, and he himself took his shechina and he put it on Basav Adam. Here's the punchline. Said the Divrei Chaim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einoi Mavchin Bein Tzadik L'Roshav, Einoi Mavchin Bein Tomei L'Tar, makes no difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has four bonim. There's a Chacham, there's a Roshav, there's a Tam, there's an Eni Yadei Elishav. And Tzon, there's a Tevet, there's a Mahalach. There's a certain Seyda Abriya. It has to go in a certain way. Oh, but if the Tat is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you think he looks at his child that's a Tam any different than he looks at his child that's a Chacham? You know he doesn't. And as a result, it's all the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashrish Chinosai and the Shivcha Shebiyam, just like he was Mashrish Chinosai on Yechezkel ben Buzi. It makes no difference. The Yisoid and understanding, Rasa Shivcha Bayom, Mashalei Ro Yechezkel ben Buzi Meyoylam, is all in the Vavarti Beres Mitzrayim, Anivaloi Malach, Anivaloi Shliach. Being that it was Anivaloi Shliach, being that it was done mamish bechvoidei v'atzmoi, the shechina of chvoidei v'atzmoi is einoi mavchin bein tomei l'tor, the Divrei Chaim said. And that's why it was shayach rosh shivcha v'ayom, mashloi ro yecheska v'abuzi me'oilom. It's a dover nifla mamish. It's a dover nifla mamish. We know the Sfar Makdoshim say that every year by the Leil HaSeder, chayav adam liris es atzma, it's not Sfar Makdoshim. The Mishnah says, ki lohu atzma yotza mi mitzrayim. But the reason is because really, and that means all the Eiris and all the Kedusha, everything that was there by Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that we have at the Leil HaSeder. At the Leil HaSeder, there's a certain connection that a Yid has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that connection is a connection of Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim, Anivaloi Malach, Anivaloi Shliach. There's a certain level of Ashoyis HaShchino that's mamish chvoidei v'yatzmei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a connection that a Yid can have by the Leil HaSeder that you can't have the whole year. Because the Leil HaSeder is the Leil, it's the time of Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim, Anivaloi Malach, Anivaloi Shliach. And I'll tell you a Dover Nifl that Moshe Shlomiak shared with me, Erev Shabbos. And that is, we know that there's a minute you eat an egg, right? An egg is on the Ka'ari, you eat eggs by the Leil HaSeder. Why? So the Ramos says something very interesting. He says that because an egg is has Shaychus Tavelus, and we know that Tisha B'Av always falls out the same night of the week as Pesach says a Shaychus to Tisha B'Av. The Goyin, Afinar, the Bir Agros says, Tisha B'Av by the Leil HaSeder? Where's Tisha B'Av coming to the Leil HaSeder? So he says it's a Zeicha to the Chagiga. So Moshe Shlomiak told me that there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, not a tshuva, a drosha from the Chassam Sofer, it's in Zion of. This is talked away, Ben Benoishel talked away. And Toich Dvar, listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. And this is something, we say this a lot, because it comes up a lot. Only the Chassam Sofer could say, nobody else in the whole world could say this. So listen to this lashon. He says, Ukimidum. That there was a minhag aviseinu in Mitzrayim. When the Yidu in Mitzrayim, that every year on Tesvav Nis, on the first day of Pesach, the Chassam Sofer says that when the Yidu in Mitzrayim, Aharon and Shevet Levi, every year when it came Tesvav Nisan, for them it was Tisha B'Av. Why would it be Tisha B'Av? Kiboy nigzar bein absarim galus mitzrayim. He says, because the Tanchuma says in Parshas Boy that the bris bein absarim was on Pesach. And if that's the case, the gzeira of yodoya teida kige yizarach of eretz loy lehem v'avad of inu oisim arba meyashonu. And the emach hasheicha gedoyl of all the galus, when did that psura happen? Happened on that day. Uboy milkecha sara el pari. It's a yalkit. That was the day sara was taken to pari. Boy omad yakriv lifnei pari beridit ilim mitzrayim. Kamoy shakosafti leil bedrush parshas vayichi. Boy hizchol koishi yashibut pes Pave of Shonim. The Chassam Sofer says he makes a chesh when the 86 years started on that night. Ukishesholach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moishe and Bereish Chodesh Nisan B'Sneh. And when Hashem sent Moishe Rabbeinu by the Sneh to Paroi, Ubolif Ne Paroi. You know what happened on that day? Uboy Baperek. He says during that kufa, Paroi said Tichpado Avoydo Al Anoshim. If that's the case, it was Huchpulu Boy Tzoros. There were so many tzoros that happened on that day. V'nagu eva lefi anias daiti. And I hold it was Tisha B'av. That was a day that was Tisha B'av. Ela she'ata. But now when the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, nepach v'sosinu v'simcha. V'niru li losis tam she'oichlen beitza b'leo Pesach. And I hold that's the reason we eat an egg b'leo Pesach. Zeicha le'evel anal. It's zeicha to this havelis. So Rav Shlomi Yog said, he says it's poshet. He says, we say in the Seder, l'fichach anachnu chayovim, l'hoidois, l'halo, l'shabech, l'fadu, r'im, l'hadu, l'varech, etc. L'misha, osa, l'abisein, v'lonu, is kol anisim ha'elo. What were the nisim? Hoitzionu me'avdos l'cheiris. The Eivisha took us from Avdos l'cheiris. Mi'yogoyim l'simcha. U'me'evaliyontif. The Eivisha took us from Evaliyontif. So he said, where did the Eivisha take us from Evaliyontif? He said, he looked around at all the Haggadahs, mamish from the Rishonim to the Achronim, to the Niglan, to the Nister. Where was the Evaliyontif? Everyone tries to know there was Avelus and Mitzrayim, Kamuvin. But where was the Hoitzionu me'evaliyontif? The Hoitzionu me'evaliyontif. Zoktech Sam Soif et Pasha, that's what he was coming to say. El Sha'ata Nepach Lasosan Ulasimcha, it was evil, but it went me evil yontif. Pesach used to be a day of Avelos. Maybe that's why Tisha B'av is. But Pesach used to always be a day of Avelos. But it was Nepach Lasosan Ulasimcha, which is Taka B'zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenacham will take us out. Me Abdus Lacheris, Me Yogin Lasimcha, Me Evil Yontif, Me Afelol or Godol, Me Shiba the Geula, and we should be Zoicha to Venoima the Fun of Shira Chadasha Halavuka.